Thanks for your question.
I think we have an email here from Rob. So Rob's question is, why on the dual tuner receivers does TV2 out have to be modulated? Why can't it go to channel 3 like TV1? And it looks like Rob's an installer. He says this can be confusing to customers. We see it every day. So Rob, it's a good question. The main reason that we did it is that there are a lot of broadcast channels down in that area, so we didn't want to get customers confused and have overlapping with their broadcast channels, which can cause their picture not to be very good. So basically the TV2 modulator, the Agile modulator, works from channel 21 to 125. And one way to keep consumers from getting confused and to off-tuning, which they accidentally do, is that we have this lockout mode, which you can read about in your user manual, or you can go to dishnetwork.com under our products and user guides / manual options. And what that basically does is that, let's say you tune the TV to channel 73, which I think is the default, you can press a code which will lock out the remote from accidentally tuning those channels off anymore. It won't allow the remote to channel up or channel down on that secondary TV, but the volume and everything else will work just fine. So I'd highly recommend you try that for your consumers. It'll save them a lot of confusion, and they'll get a good viewing experience that way.
That helps a lot. Just using the limited mode will help keep people from off-channeling.